Romans chapter 2, verse 12 is the one we begin with because we terminated with verse 11 of chapter 2 last week. Verse 12 reads in chapter 2 of Romans, "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law." Then you'll notice verse 13 has a parenthesis. See it? And the parenthesis goes down to the end of verse 15. So verse 16 follows immediately upon 12, context-wise. "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Now, for as many Gentiles as sinned, the word have is scratched, sinned without law, without the Mosaic law given at the Mount of Sinai that Moses brought down. It's talking about that. For as many Gentiles as sinned without the law of Sinai, the Mosaic law. You see, class, law is a declaration of God's will. But the Gentiles sinned without that declaration, that law of Sinai, shall also perish. The also follows the word perish. Shall perish also without law, that is, without the law of Sinai, or many times referred to as the Mosaic law. This perish also is a loss of well-being, not a loss of being. I do not believe that any man will ever be condemned by God because of ignorance of that which has never been made known or available to him. That's why I think this is a loss of well-being, not a loss of being. Perish also without law, without the Mosaic law. And as many as have sinned in law, the is scratched, have sinned with law or in law, with the law or in the law of Moses, the law of Sinai, shall be judged. I believe that word judged is like the word perish. I do not have a text tonight to document this, but put the thing together logically, Cor. Look at it. Have sinned without law shall perish also without law, and as many as have sinned in law shall be judged. Shall what? Perish. That would be logical. And it is. What he's saying is the Gentiles without the law, the Mosaic law, are null and void. They're dead in trespasses and sins. Those who receive the Mosaic law are dead in trespasses and sins, both equal. That's what he's saying. Verse 16, following immediately, now watch your context, shall be judged or perish by the law, the Mosaic law, shall be judged in the day, in the day. A better translation would be at the time when God will judge. When God will judge. God's going to do the judging. He'll judge the secrets of men. By whom? Jesus Christ, his Son, God's only begotten Son. Because the revelation that God gave through Jesus Christ, which is made known to people, and if people don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be judged by God because they had a chance. They are ignorant only because they want to be ignorant, not because knowledge was not available. Knowledge is available. That's why it says, when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, by what Jesus Christ made available, what he came to do and what he did, according to my gospel. In chapter 16 of Romans, verse 25, it says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. That gospel is the mystery. It is the revelation that God gave to Paul about the mystery the Christ in you, the church of the body, Gentiles, fellow heirs, and of the same what? Body. That's his gospel. That's why it's called my gospel, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest. Manifest, revealed to Paul in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my what? Gospel. See, without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, there never would have been the mystery which was revealed to Paul, which is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and of the same body, and that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, that puts together verses 12 and 16. But what about the parentheses in Romans 2? Well, we're just going to read them, take a look at them. And they tie in by way of explanation very beautifully, because those without the law, not having the Mosaic law, they perish. Those with the law, who have the Mosaic law, they perish. And at the time when God is going to judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, and you and I know that's the return, and thinking of that tonight, I don't think I've ever been more grateful in my life for the hope of Christ's return than I am right now. Day after day, the concept becomes sweeter in the reality of the presence of Christ in my life. Thought about it again today. If it wouldn't be for my believing in the hope of Christ's return, I think I'd quit. Let the nation go to hell. Let people go to hell. Let them do as they fool please. But you can't do it. Why? Because you're a born-again believer. You love God. You love His Word. And He's coming back. And it's the hope of His return where we know we're going to be rewarded for our faithfulness, not for numbers, not for persecution, not for what anybody may have said, but because we have stood for Him as He stood for us in this world. And the return of Christ, the hope of His return, is one of the most outstanding thrills in my life tonight, and I'm real grateful for it. Verse 13. For not, I think that word there is ooh, isn't it? O-U in the text. Does that mean absolutely not? The hearers of the law, for not the hearers of the law. The is scratched in the critical Greek text, no article the. For not the hearers of law, the Mosaic law, the laws of Sinai, are just before, para is the preposition, God. But the doers of the law, the doers of the Mosaic law, the laws of Sinai, shall be justified. And this word justified is free from all condemnation. It means to be pronounced or declared righteous. I believe this is its first usage, if I remember correctly. Verse 14. For when, thee is scratched in the critical Greek text, for when Gentiles, which have not, and there it's the word may, M-E, long E, have not, thee is scratched again in the text, law. For when the Gentiles which have not law, what law? The Mosaic, the laws of Sinai. You and I would refer to them as Ten Commandments and so forth. Do by nature. And that word nature is the same word as in verse 26, did change the natural use, nature's use. Do by nature, naturally, the things contained, or perhaps better even, do by nature the things of the law. The things of the law. They do it by nature. These having not the law. These not having law. These not having the Mosaic or the laws of Sinai are a law unto them what? Selves. Verse 15. Show forth the work of the law. The Gentiles here show forth the work of the law written in their hearts. They show it forth in a practical way. The word written, the law written, they show it forth in a practical way, in their hearts, the innermost part of their being. You see, the Gentiles, it says, a place were without law. That does not mean there were no laws, but they were without the Mosaic, the laws of Sinai. No man is without law. Let me show you a principle, and I think you'll understand these verses. And there are very few people ever understand these verses. They just don't sit down and logically think them through. It's very simple. Look, they show forth the work of the law written in their hearts. They show it forth in a practical way, in their hearts. Why? Because every man has within him an inner law of life. An inner law of life. It's ingrained within the fabric and woof of the natural man. Now, when I'm talking natural man, you know I'm speaking about a clean boy, just body and what? Not possessed, not controlled. That natural man has an inner law written in his life. Let me show it to you. It's real simple. The Mosaic law says thou shalt not steal, right? Okay. The Gentile didn't have that law, but he had it written in a practical way in their what? Hearts. You know how it is? Look, maybe I don't think it's wrong to steal from you, let's say. But there's a law written in within me. Once you start stealing from me, I find out it ain't quite so nice. That's the law. That's the inner law. That's all it's to it. Isn't that beautiful? That's it. You see, you don't have to have a law written, thou shalt not steal, because if you steal from someone, you might not think it's wrong, but the moment they steal from you, you know there's something wrong. So it's the inner law. You don't need the law, thou shalt not commit adultery, because everybody commits adultery with you, you know it's wrong. That's what he's talking about. In a practical way, in their what? Hearts. Their conscience. The word also is scratched. Their conscience. Okay, conscience. Conscience is habit pattern. Written in their hearts, in the innermost part of their being. And because, look, it's so simple. I sock you. That doesn't hurt me. But you turn around and sock me. Now I what? Hurt. That I learned a habit pattern. That's my conscience. Yeah, habit pattern. I steal from you. That don't hurt me. But now you reciprocate and you steal from what? Me. Then I get hurt. Now I'm building a habit pattern. That's conscience. So I don't what? Steal. I don't beat you. They're conscience. They're habit patterns bearing witness therewith. In other words, that should be in there. Their conscience, their habit pattern, bearing witness therewith. Therewith what? That the law is written in the innermost part of a man. The law is written in there. You know you shouldn't steal because somebody steals from you. You know it isn't right. Somebody cheats you. You know it isn't right. You don't need the law of Sinai or the law of Moses. This is written in the fabric of the soul and the life of every man, body, and soul that God originally formed, made, and created and has passed down through the generations and centuries, bearing witness therewith, and thoughts. There is an italics, properly supplied, but still italics, and thoughts. The Greek word is the word logismos, L-O-G-I-S-M-O-S, transliterated into the English in the word logic, for instance, or logical, bearing witness. And logically, meanwhile, and logically, meanwhile, or the meanwhile, you see in King James, it's the meanwhile. It isn't mean, and it isn't a long way off, it's meanwhile, okay? One other place it's used is translated reasonings, and their reasonings. Here it's translated thoughts, coming from the Greek word logismos, and I wondered if we couldn't more beautifully get the thought concept, translating it, bearing witness therewith, and their logic, just logically, either accusing or else excusing one another. And I wondered why accusing preceded excusing one another. And I think it's very simple, because it's so easy to accuse people, another person, than it usually is for you to excuse. And the word excuse is the Greek word apologeomai, apologeomai, which is translated into our English word apologize. It's much easier, you know, the meanwhile accusing, it's much easier to accuse someone than to apologize and be sorry and helpful, for instance, for and to that one and other. So, this is quite a record. Bearing witness therewith, and logically, regarding others or another, accusing or apologizing. And the reason we're headed for this is because the next verse would deal with the Jew who was always accusing the Gentile of not living up because they didn't have the law. What they said. And that's where we're going next session.